Days after Michael crashed ashore, Michelle Chestnut and her family were living in a school gymnasium in a shelter run by the Red Cross. She says many of her friends and family across the panhandle lost their homes to the Category 5 storm.
I have an aunt, her house was destroyed. A brother-in-law, his house was destroyed. It's right here in Chipley, so one's in Panama, so yeah, we know a lot of people have lost their homes.
But Chestnut was hopeful. She said friends and neighbors were already coming together to help the communities recover and rebuild. Now, a year later, that recovery is taking longer than many had hoped.
Because the damage was so bad and the insured rates were lower than what we normally see, the recovery is slower.
Florida's chief economist, Amy Baker, says all but three of the counties impacted by the hurricane have an insured rate that falls well below the statewide average. It's a problem residents are facing here on the north side of Port St. Joe, where it's clear recovery work is still underway. Dumpsters sit in front yards as people work to clean out and throw away belongings damaged when rainwater came through their roofs, many still awaiting repair.
If you notice the blue top area here, they're pretty much an indicator as to what's needed here.
Chester Davis is the pastor at Philadelphia Primitive Baptist Church. One reason he thinks recovery hasn't moved more quickly is that a lot of people in his neighborhood didn't have insurance. But even those whose homes were insured are frustrated by a system they say is taking advantage of the situation. In the few minutes it takes to drive from Port St. Joe to Mexico Beach, where the storm's eye hit, the damage becomes even more pronounced. Buildings appear to have been literally torn apart. Piles of rubble sit near the road, and blue tarps stretch across damaged roofs. But here, in a portion of the panhandle where the insurance rate is higher, those tarps are painted with large white numbers. They're policy numbers of people still waiting to hear from their insurance companies.
This is Blue. She's
Tammy McGee and Greg Fitzgerald are waiting for their dinner outside Crazy Beach Pizza. Their dog, a red-nosed pit named Blue, sniffs around looking for crusts. The storm hit their family hard. McGee says in addition to their home, she and Fitzgerald also lost their jobs.
We lost our home. We lost everything. But we've slowly been building back.
Emphasis on slowly. The couple has recently purchased a camper, which they moved last month onto the lot where their home used to be. Soon, they hope to start construction on a new home, built to better and tougher standards this time. But while they've received some funds, they're still waiting for more money from their insurance company. Fitzgerald says the couple is lucky that the damage to their home was fairly straightforward.
We actually did not carry flood damage, but because we had 9 pine trees in our yard and all of them were gone and half of them, if not more, were on top of the house, all the water got into the top that way and came down. So it was mostly wind damage for us. But had we not had as much damage on our house because of the wind, we would have been probably pretty screwed. So my suggestion would be to anybody living along the coast, you need to get flood damage too, flood coverage.
Not everyone was so lucky. Many of the insurance cases that remain unsettled are complicated by questions of whether the damage was caused by flood or wind and who should pay.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Last month, North Florida lawmakers Senator Bill Montford and Representative Jason Shove met with constituents in Gulf County. One of the main concerns lawmakers heard? Insurance after Hurricane Michael.
And the war between whether it's water or whether it's wind or whether it's Lord knows what else gives them all a way to manipulate things around. People who don't have enough income have to simply settle, and they can't prepare their home for what they settled for.
Gulf County resident Pat Hardman told lawmakers it feels like insurance companies aren't acting in good faith. And Hardman isn't the only one who's noticed the issue. Former Speaker of the Florida House, Alan Bentz, who lives in Panama City, says he's still waiting to get money from his insurance company.
I think I mentioned I'm on my 7th adjuster on my home, you know? And I'm a reasonably shrewd business person. I'm not brilliant by any means, but and the problem we have too is in the panhandle, we are not litigious. Folks in the panhandle don't like to sue people. We just try to work it out, you know, but so many people have said, I give up.
It's very common for civil legal aid issues that people know they have a legal issue, an eviction, domestic violence, a divorce.
Monica Vegas-Paton works with Legal Services of Florida. She says part of the problem, maybe people don't realize they could be helped by a lawyer.
Some people who have disaster legal needs will not necessarily self-identify as having a legal problem.
On the other hand, Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Patronis, says getting a lawyer involved could make the process take longer. He says he's urging insurance companies to do their best to help people get their homes repaired as quickly as possible. Patronis, who's from Panama City, says for him, the issue is personal.
Again, it's a little emotional to me because my hometown, and you don't want to see your home suffer. But we're going to come back bigger and better and stronger.
And Patronis isn't the only one who feels that way. Davis in Port St. Joe and McGee in Mexico Beach say they still have hope for the community.
I think what they're afraid of is the fact that, you know, jobs went away, the income level has gone down. So that had a big effect on the people, more so than I think where the storm has really, we have resilience.
We want to stay in Mexico Beach. We're really happy that we're here. There's no other place that we can think of that we'd want to be. We really loved it before, but we're excited for what it will be. I think it's going to be a nice place.
For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.